Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you ever want the video version of this, you can head over to my YouTube. The visuals can really hit you in a different way. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and check it out. If not, well, keep enjoying the show.
How to use a free offer to turn strangers into high-paying clients. Now, business is built on a simple principle. Create a service more valuable than money your customer has access to. So what the heck is value? Well, value is defined as the importance that something actually holds. This is in terms of usefulness, significance, desirability, or the benefits it provides.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. Value manifests itself in five unique ways. Number one, economic value. Number two, functional value. Number three, emotional value. Number four, social value. And number five, personal value. Now, a prospect turns into a customer when your service matches or even exceeds one of the five value propositions. So what are you doing right now to give prospects value before they become customers? What actions are you taking to serve your community? Are you serving enough customers right now to make a difference in your community? Or are you fighting to stay small? To keep a small amount of customers real happy. Why? Because you're worried about customer satisfaction? I'll tell you what, bro. Customer satisfaction is not the problem. Dissatisfied prospects are your problem. Your dream customer is dissatisfied right now. You know why? Because they don't have you in their life. Because you are so dang focused on what people will think of you. When the focus could be on how to increase the value of each customer's experience. So why are you so concerned with all the people who ain't going to give you money, ain't going to do business with you anyway, right? Have a passion for solving your customers' problems. And that allows you to do what is required. Speaking of what's required, like, we were all sold a field of dreams. If we build it, they will come. This belief nearly crippled my first business in 2013, which was a personal training gym. The reality was that no one came to my field because they didn't know it existed. So how did I end up going from doing $135,000 my first 3 years of business to my next 3 years doing over $1 million? Well, I used an irresistible offer. And that offer for my gym was a free 6-week challenge. The offer was really simple. The prospect got 3 times a week of personal training at my gym with a trainer, customized meal plan, an accountability coach, got an online community, they got eating out guides, shake guides, cookbooks, literally so much more, all for free. So here was the catch. Each prospect, they put down a deposit of $600. Now that deposit was to ensure that each person had skin in the game. And they actually were serious and actually showed up and followed through. And once they lost the 20 pounds or the 5% body fat in the first 6 weeks, they had two options at that point. They could either take that $600 back, they could peace out and they could walk away, or they could use that $600 and they could credit it towards a membership at our gym. Because imagine this, imagine struggling your whole life with a weight loss problem. And in 6 weeks, you just lost 20 pounds. Think you would want to lose more or even just maintain the weight you had just lost? Well, it took me 3 years to get 35 clients. And then after that, when I started using this offer, I signed up 36 clients the first week I started using it. And the lifetime refund of this entire program was less than 10% because I matched the ideal customer with the right offer. And so when we started our cleaning company, the number one priority for me was to get an irresistible offer, an offer that created low resistance, low obstacles, to get as much value as possible before I ever asked for money. And so this offer took us from 0 clients to 984 paying clients in our cleaning business, and was all based around a free cleaning voucher. Now, this free cleaning voucher was responsible for almost $1 million before 3 years of business. So how do we monetize this in an ethical way? Well, let me walk through the process. So upon seeing our ad, a prospect gives us their name, their phone number, and their email. Then using our lead nurture script, we book a discovery call with the prospect. And during the discovery call, we follow the phone sales script to turn the prospect into a customer. Now, the free cleaning voucher is to be used for a maintenance service with subscription up to $65. The voucher does not apply to deep cleans, move-out cleans, move-in cleans, vacation rentals, or initial maintenance cleans. Prospects must sign up for recurring service to use the free cleaning voucher. The voucher incentivizes the right type of clients coming into our business, ones that actually turn into recurring clients. And out of the 2,000 plus discovery calls that our team has performed, less than 5 prospects were annoyed with this offer. And honestly, prospects rarely even mention the voucher. So when they receive the discount on their first recurring service, most are like pleasantly surprised. So my recommendation is stay compliant, make sure you put all the stipulations at the bottom of your fine print, but also understand that controversial criticism, they are a condition of doing business. But don't let emotions make your decisions, let the numbers make the decisions. So if you want to stand out in your market, focus on your customers and let other businesses focus on protecting their egos. You, be brave, be bold, focus on your ideal customer, and know that they're out there right now. They're dissatisfied because they don't have you in their life. Get loud, give value, create meaningful relationships. Whew. Now, speaking of satisfaction, there's other cleaning business owners out there right now who are dissatisfied with the amount of clients and customers they have. So if you got value from this, share it with them.